translation. O King of the demigods, since I, your enemy, am standing before you, why don't you hurl your thunderbolt at me? Although your attack upon me with your club was certainly useless, like a request of money from a miser. The thunderbolt you carry will not be useless. You do not have doubts about this. Purport. When King Indra threw his club at Vritasura, Vritasura caught it in his left hand and retaliated by using it to strike the head of Indra's elephant. Thus, Indra's attack was a disastrous failure. Indeed, Indra's elephant was injured and thrown back 14 yards. Therefore, even though Indra stood with a thunderbolt to hurl against Vritasura, he was doubtful, thinking that the thunderbolt might also fail. Vritasura, however, being a Vaishnava, assured Indra that the thunderbolt would not fail, for Vritasura knew that it had been prepared in accordance with the instructions of Lord Vishnu. Although Indra had doubts, because he could not understand that Lord Vishnu's order never fails, Vritasura understood Lord Vishnu's purpose. Vritasura was eager to be killed by the thunderbolt manufactured according to Lord Vishnu's instruction, because he was sure that he would thus return home back to Godhead. He was simply waiting for the opportunity of the thunderbolt being released. In effect, therefore, Vritasura told Indra, "If you want to kill me, since I am your enemy, take this opportunity. Kill me, you will gain victory, and I shall go back to Godhead. Your deed will be equally beneficial for both of us. Do it immediately." Please repeat the translation. O King of the demigods, saints, I, your enemy, am standing before you. Why don't you hurl your thunderbolt at me? Although your attack upon me with your club was certainly useless, like a request of money from a miser. The thunderbolt you carry will not be useless. You need have no doubts about this. Om Ajnanatim Andhasyakaranajana Shalakeshakshamuttimiratasmai Shikirvenama Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Patale Shimate Jayapataka Swamniti Namani Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Patale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamniti Namani Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshtani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gauravaktarunda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to thank all of you for so nicely you are taking care of me here. This is my first visit to West, my first visit to London. And of course, I crossed the sea for the first time. Yeah. And also the first time I saw the snow yesterday. I was thrilled, of course. I've seen in cinemas, but not in real life. Immediately, I called my wife and daughter, told I'm in snow. They were very happy. What about us? I told them, some other time we can come together. So, I'm not a qualified speaker to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, that in front of exalted devotees like you, especially Badrinayana Prabhu, and other exalted souls here. Since I've been asked to give a class to discuss on this, I'm just saying a few words on this particular verse. In case of any mistakes, please forgive me and guide me and correct me. So this is a very wonderful pastime, Vritasura. Very heart-touching it is actually. Such a great soul is Vritasura. A Vaishnava. Though he's been called as Asura, demon is a Vaishnava. Like Prahalad Maharaj is Asura, he's a Vaishnava. Bali Chakravarti is Asura, he's a Vaishnava. These devotees, they're exalted in their Vaishnava qualities. Though compared to Indra. Indra is a devotee, no doubt. Doing such wonderful service to the Supreme Lord Vishnu. But still, he's a Sakama Bhakta. His understanding is limited. But here you can see Vritasura is just preaching to Indra. Hey, come on, don't worry. Come on, take it easy. Come on, it's okay. Kill me, don't worry. You consider me as your my enemy. I'm your enemy. But here you've got to understand, Vritasura is not considering Indra as enemy. Vaishnava, Ajata Shatru, he has no enemies at all. The qualities of a Vaishnava. You can understand from Vritasura's pastime. The wonderful qualities of Vaishnava. Vaishnava qualities, సద్లక్షణస్ ఇస్ బీన్ స్టడీ ఇన్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్. తితిక్ష్వ కారుణిక సోర్ధం సర్వదేహిన అజాతశత్రు సాధవ శాంత సాధవ సాధుభూషణ. దిస్ ఆర్ ద డెకరేషన్ ఫర్ ఎ వైష్ణవ్, ది సిక్స్ క్వాలిటీస్. అలంకార ఫర్ ఎ కింగ్, వాట్ ఇస్ అలంకార? నైస్ ముకుట విత్ జ్యూవెల్స్ అండ్ ఆల్. దెన్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఎ న్యాయదండ ఇన్ హిస్ హ్యాండ్ అండ్ డ్రెస్డ్ ఇన్ జ్యూవెల్స్ అండ్ సిల్క్స్. దెన్ ఈజ్ అ కింగ్. పీపుల్ లిజన్ టు హిమ్. ఈజ్ వెరీ అథారిటేటివ్. సిమిలర్ ఫర్ ఉమెన్, నైస్ డెకరేషన్ ఈస్ నైస్ బ్రైడెడ్ హెయిర్ విత్ నైస్ శారీ, నైస్ అలంకార ఫర్ ఇయర్స్ ఆర్ నోస్ రింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. అండ్ దస్ అలంకార ఫర్ ఉమెన్. ఫర్ అ సాధు దిస్ ఇస్ అలంకారస్. తితిక్ష ఈజ్ వెరీ పేషెంట్, వెరీ వెరీ పేషెంట్. కారుణిక ఈజ్ వెరీ మెర్సిఫుల్. సూర్దం సర్వీగాహనాం ఈజ్ ఫ్రెండ్ టు ఎవ్రీబడి, హీ హాస్ నో ఎనిమీస్. అజాతశత్రు నో ఎనిమీస్ అట్ ఆల్, నో ఎనిమీస్. శాంత ఈజ్ వెరీ పీస్ఫుల్. సాధవ అబైస్ బై ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్, నాట్ బై ద మైండ్, నాట్ బై ద మైండ్, బై ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ అండర్ ద డైరెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ గురు సాధు శాస్త్రస్. ఇట్ నెవర్ లిజన్ టు ద మైండ్. ద మైండ్ హస్ చీటెడ్ ఎనఫ్ ఫర్ మెనీ మెనీ బర్స్. అగైన్ వి షుడ్ గెట్ ఫూల్డ్, వి షుడ్ గెట్ ఫూల్డ్. మైండ్ ఇస్ వెరీ ట్రికీ, వెరీ వెరీ ట్రికీ. You know, we shouldn't get fooled. It'll take us for a ride. It took us for a ride for many, many janmas. Going through janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. What we saw in all these janmas, dukkha, darshanam. Only darshan of dukkha, miseries, miseries, miseries. And this time, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of all the great Vaishnavas, we got a chance to make this mind as our friend. And see, the mind listens to us with the transcendental intelligence. Then we can make our way back home, back to Godhead. And serve the Lord's feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So, Ajatashatru, he has no enemies at all. Everybody is his friend. One example from the scriptures is Yudhishthira Maharaj. He has no enemies, no enemies at all. Duryodhana thought, he is my enemy. Somehow I had to kill him. But Yudhishthira always was very merciful to Duryodhana, to everybody. Shanta, always very peaceful, very peaceful. And abides by the scriptures, you know. And also, a Vaishnava is known as Acharyavan. Srila Prabhupada says, Acharyavan Purusho Veda. Acharya, we know, a guru or a great Vaishnava. He does what he practices. He talks what he practices. And the person who follows such a great Acharya is known as Acharyavan. Acharyavan Purusho Veda. So a devotee, a sadhaka, who is very serious in spiritual life, he should have an Acharya, a guru, or a senior Vaishnava, and you've got to simply follow his instructions. Acharyavan means it should be controlled by a guru. It should be controlled by a Vaishnava. Otherwise, it's not possible to progress in spiritual life. Otherwise, if you are not controlled by an Acharya, then you are controlled by this mind. Tamoguna and Rajoguna. What happens? Tamoguna and Rajoguna simply puts us in the samsara. We'll be risking our lives. We'll be risking our lives. This is very important to take to the instructions of the spiritual masters and the senior Vaishnavas. Of course, sometimes we may not feel happy with the guru's instructions. There can be some conflicts. But still we've got to remember this principle of Guru Tattva is given by Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Tatvidhi pranipatena pranipashana sevaya upadakshantate jnanam jnanina satadarshinaha. Try to approach a bona fide spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls will impart knowledge into you because they know what is absolute truth. They have seen the absolute truth. So you've got to appreciate that principle. Follow that principle. You know, automatically, Chaitanya Guru Krishna will become very active. And you'll get the right instructions from Guru or from your spiritual authority. So one should be an Acharyavan. So here we understand. Rutasana is an Acharyavan. That's the reason. He's getting abundance mercy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such realization. The battlefield, he's not afraid. He's not scared. In the battlefield, he's preaching. Who the other personalities who preach in battlefield? It's Lord Krishna. He spoke to Arjuna. Bhagavad Gita, he spoke. But he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can speak. In any situation, he can speak. And who's the other person? Another person from Ramayana. Suranarayana, Surya Bhagavan. He spoke to Lord Rama in the battlefield. You know, and here we understand, a jiva. Rutasana is a jiva. But he is speaking such wonderful things about the Supreme Person of Godhead, about devotional service in the battlefield to Indra. Here we understand, he fell down. Indra fell down. And he's hesitating. Shall I use my thunderbolt to attack Vritasura? And he's doubting. He's doubting because the club never worked. I threw the club, hit me back, and I fell down 14 yard back along the elephant. I fell down. And now whether this thunderbolt is going to work? Doubt. We all have this samshaya. Samshatma vinashyati, Lord Krishna says. When you have this doubt, then you are gone. We cannot advance in spiritual life. So somewhere in our spiritual life, some doubt comes in our lives. You know, whether Krishna is there, whether Bhagavad Gita is the ultimate philosophy, or is an impersonalism. Some doubt. But simply, you got to follow the scriptures, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Then, automatically, the Chaitya Guru, the Lord, within the heart, he'll give us many, many realizations and a lot of conviction in this process of devotional service. Then one becomes Dhira. Vritasura is there, Dhira. Dhira Sataram Huyati is a hero. He's not bewildered by death. He knows it's not the body, it's a spirit soul. It's only a dress. There's no big deal, just changing the dress. He's not afraid. But today the hero is a learned man, mundane subject matter, is a big mundane guru. What you call management gurus. Or a Tendulkar, cricket star. In India is a big hero. You know, very big hero. In Bombay I saw a big poster. What is that? Cricket is our religion. And Tendulkar is our God. Yeah, a big hoarding in Bombay, in downtown area. Imagine where India is going. Only ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada's movement can save the whole world. India is supposed to be a Vedic country, but people are just simply falling for this cricket and the cinemas. Amitabh Bachchan is a big guru. So many gurus, you know, they say he's my guru. The guru means the self-realized person who is heavy with the philosophy, who has the strength to deliver people, is a guru. So, Tadvidi Pranipatena, Praniprashane Sevaya, Upadakshatate Jnanam, Jnanina Sardashna. So here, who is the guru of Vritasura? Who is his guru? Narad Muni. When he got initiated? So in his previous birth, he was a Vidyadhara. Earlier to that, he was Chitraketa Maharaj. And a hardcore materialist. Though he had so many things in his life, but still he was hankering for a child. I want a son. According to the destiny, he's not supposed to have, but he was desperate. I should have one son. He was so desperate. It's one kind of sense gratification. So he was blessed by Angira Muni, and he got a son. Then what happened? The son died. Then he started lamenting. Then Angira Muni brought Narada Muni. Narada Muni is very exalted, very, very exalted. So, how he became very exalted? Again, by the mercy of Bhakti Vedantas. Look at that link. Without the devotee's association, without the blessing of the devotees, we can never become a devotee. It's not possible. Because he was blessed by Bhakti Vedantas, he became a pure devotee. And how he was blessed by Bhakti Vedantas? Narada Muni tells. As a child, I was a son of maid servant. But I had some qualities, as the Badrinath Prabhu was saying about character. Character is very important. A devotee, character is very important. I may chant 64 rounds. I may be in the programs, but if I don't behave properly, then that is not devotional service. We will not get the mercy. So behavior is very important. Narada Muni says, because I behaved very nicely, I was very humble, and I was not childish, and no prajalpa, and I never used to talk unnecessarily. So these Bhaktivantas, they located me, they recognized me, they saw these good qualities in me, and they blessed me. They blessed me with what? The transcendental knowledge. This to discuss, they allowed me to stay there and hear all these wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then they allowed me to take the remnants, prasadam, uchista. So when I started taking this prasadam and hearing from them, I started advancing spiritual life. So the touch is from the Supreme Personality of Godhead to Bhaktivedantas, Bhaktivedantas to Narada Muni, Narada Muni to Chitraketu Maharaj. So by his mystic power, he brought the soul back. That is the Chitraketa's son who died and was lamenting. And this soul, this jiva, started preaching to Chitraketa Maharaj, and he self-realized. And he got initiated by Narada Muni. And he took the instructions and he followed very seriously these instructions. He did the sadhana very nicely. Sadhana is very important in our life. I see such nice morning programs here. This is very important. Tivrena bhakti yogena. Bhakti yoga is not a time pass. No, it's not a time pass. For some time I'll do bhakti yoga, sometimes I just relax. No. Tivrena bhakti yogena. You can see that in India especially, or in Africa, other places. India, in England, I doubt. Tivrena bhakti yogena. That means it should be very high intensity. The sun, in the mid-afternoon, very intense. You stand in the sun for 5 hours, what happens? Especially in India, you burn. The skin will be burned. You get blisters on your body. Tivrena bhakti yogena. Like that, bhakti yoga should be like that, to the intensity of the sun. So the morning program should be very, very serious. From morning, mangalarti till prasadam is sadhana. The devotee should be very serious with this sadhana. Then this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, which is there lurking in the heart for many, many births, they start getting burnt. Tivrena bhakti yogena. How in the stand, in the sun when you stand for 5 hours, how the skin gets burnt, the body gets burnt, like that, by this bhakti yoga, by this sadhana given by Srila Prabhupada, this can burn this kama, krodha, lobha, maha, mada, mada, matsarya. Otherwise, it's not easy to remove the 6 elements, these anarthas. It's not an easy thing at all. Bhartha will come along with us. And we think they are our friends. No, they are not our friends. So this morning program of Srila Prabhupada is given to us. It's a blessing. Especially for the temple devotees. Great blessing. And for the congregation, whenever they get the opportunity, they should come to the temple. Attend the Sunday program. That's what we tell in Tirupati. We request the congregation, please, the weekdays you are busy. Sunday you be here. Take advantage of this Prabhupada's mercy. And it's Prabhupada's mercy. Prabhupada's mercy is Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, the morning program, these beautiful temples, these deities, deity worship. When you take this mercy, this dukkha will go away. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirsabhajayate prasanna chetasam yeshu buddhi parivatisthate. The moment you get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His representative, what happens? The dukkhas will go away. Otherwise, even in spiritual life, we worry. We worry for so many things. Keep on worrying. Why? Bodily identification still. We are not burning these anarthas. We are not very serious. Tivrena, bhakti yogena. We are not taking it very seriously. So still the anarthas are lurking very strong in the heart. That has to be slashed. That has to be removed. With the knowledge. By the mercy of Guru. By the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Then it's possible to understand the spiritual life and start drinking the nectar. You can enjoy every moment in spiritual life. And at the end, go back to Godhead. Go back to Godhead. So Vrtasura, such an exalted soul. Right? He is preaching to Indra. Don't worry, come on. Take this Vajrayana. And kill me. Kill me. He's not afraid. And another point here. If Vrtasura is such an exalted devotee, why Lord has to kill him in this way? Telling Indra, hey, come on, go to the Radishi Muni. Ask for his backbone and make a Vajrayuda. I'll empower and kill Vrtasura. Is Lord partial to Vrtasura? And if you just read this, then Lord as if showing favor to Indra. Indra, he was very happy. Yes, I'll take this Vajrayuda and kill Vrtasura. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulanda Bhagavan ki jai. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. Gaurita ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai. So these deities are very beautiful. Very, very beautiful, nice, beautiful altar. So we can understand why Lord is doing this. Because that's Lord's mercy. Lord's mercy comes in different fashions. He is explaining. Lord's mercy, you kill me, I go back to Godhead. You're a winner. Victory for you. You stay back and rot in this material world. I'll go back to Godhead. You know? So who is the winner? Indra with his nice Amaravati, with his palace, with all beautiful damsels, with all his opulence, is rotting in this middle world. But Vrtasura, he understood. Indra is trying. Someone should win. Vrtasura, fine, I'll die. Dying is my victory. Going back to Godhead. So sometimes we get confused also. A devotee met with an accident and he died. Devotee got cancer and he died. We don't know how the Lord's mercy comes. Here the Lord's mercy has come here. Kill him in the battlefield. With us, kill him. You know, so Lord shows mercy in different ways. Here, Vrutasura, his mercy is come back to me, be with me. Indra, still you are a Sakama Bhakta, you want to enjoy. But you are my devotee. Okay, stay there. With all the opulence you enjoy. Continue in the samsara. But Dadichi Muni, you perform so many years, for yugas you perform such nice austerity. Now it's time to come back to me. So give your backbone to Indra. So the mercy to Dadichi Muni, mercy to Vrutasura, and mercy to Indra in different ways Lord gives. We get the mercy from the deities, Radha Gokulnandan. We get the mercy from Srila Prabhupada, from Srimad Bhagavatam. Always the mercy is flowing. Only we should recognize and accept it with big heart. And always be grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Be grateful to Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas who are helping us. The moment you are grateful and if you show gratitude, the heart becomes soft. When the heart becomes soft, you can absorb the fine elements of Srimad Bhagavatam. And one can realize fine things in spiritual life. When the heart is hard, it's not possible. Bhakti Yoga is not meant for hard hearts. It's for the soft heart. When the heart is soft and soft, the butter is soft. Krishna likes butter. He steals it. Even if Krishna puts his hand right into our heart and he steals us. Steals our heart. So this morning program, these temple programs, this preaching is just making our heart very soft. There's an indication. There's an indication whether my heart is becoming soft. 10 years over, 20 years over, 30 years over, 40 years over. Oh, still is hard. If it's hard, I have to work. I need help from devotees. I need help from Srimad Bhagavatam. I need counseling. I need help. We should recognize that. Because in spiritual life, there's no gimmicks. We cannot play gimmicks. You know? There's no kapata. There's no diplomacy. It will not work in spiritual life. We can try many tricks in the mundane world according to one's karma. But in spiritual life, simply we've got to follow Guru, Sadhu Shastra. Guruvina gulama nagavatanaka daroyadan namukuti paripari shastra odi derenu vertavaitu bhagati nuraru purana mugisadarilla nariya bhogo bittadarilla guruvina gulama nagavatanaka daroyadan namukuti. My dear brother, unless you surrender to Guru, not surrender, just like a slave should surrender, not just a servant. We say servant. Servant is ordinary. Servant means still he has rights. He has rights. Hey, my 8 hours duty. I should get this much payment. My provident fund. I want this. I want that. Servant. So many. But slave? No. Hey, do this. Do that. Come on, get up, get up. Come for Mangalarti, come for Mangalarti. Be in the Guru Puja, be in the Guru Puja. Read Bhagavatam, read Bhagavatam. Be a slave. No, this one. No. Guru Vina Gulama. Gulama means slave. By great saint from Karnataka, Purandara Dasa, who sang 4,25,000 songs from the Madhava Sampradaya, in our Sampradaya. Guruvina gulama nagavatanaka duryodhana namukuti. Unless you become a slave to a guru, there's no question of liberation from this material world. Pari pari shastra vodi direnu vartavaitu bhagati. Reading the scriptures again and again, shastras again and again, is a waste of time. Nuraru purana mukhisidurilla. Reading hundreds of puranas. No, vartavaitu bhagati, waste of time. Nariya bhogu bittarilla. Nari, woman. Ah, I'm a great sannyasi. I'm a great brahmachari. No, it will not work. Unless you become a slave to a bona fide spiritual master, then it's possible to liberate from these clutches of this middle world. So it's so important. So Narada Muni, he gave the mercy to Vrutasura. And he got the mercy from Bhakti Vedantas. That's why we are connected to such a solid line. Disciplic succession is solid to Mahaprabhu, to the Supreme Person of Godhead. You know, such a solid. We are so fortunate. And we've got to make use of it. Fully we should make use of it. Otherwise we'll miss the point. I am from Tirupati. You know. How many of you have visited Tirupati? 1, 2, 3, 4. Badrinath, of course, he was there for the inauguration. So please come. You're welcome to Tirupati. It's a nice place. We have Radha Govinda, Ashasakis, and also you can see Lord Balaji, Lord Venkateshwara. Very merciful, very, very merciful. If you come, he will shave your heads and take all the money from your pocket. That is mercy. You know, if you go to Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath gives his mercy, how? Prashadam. He gives abundance because he is a good eater. He keeps on eating 11 times 55 dishes. And the remnants he wants to give to his devotees. In abundance he'll give. If the prashadam, that's the mercy from Jagannath Puri. When the stomach is full, when the Lord is happy, oh, nice book, our devotees are serving very nicely, all these pandas, then he goes to Vrindavan for dancing. For Bhoga, he goes to Jagannath Puri. Then he goes to Vrindavan for dancing. Nice dance there. After dancing, he's tired. He goes to South India, Sri Rangam, Lord Ranganatha, takes a nap, sleeps there. And taking the darshan of Lord Ranganatha is very special. When you go to Sri Rangam, I'm just reminding you this, please don't forget. When you see this beautiful deity of Ranganatha, try to see his navel. Try to see his waist. There's a line. The line, there's a rope tied by Yashoda Maya. That mark you can see. And he's very shy. He will not show that to anyone. Lord Krishna hides it. But as Ranganatha is very merciful. His mercy, his prasadam there is. He shows that. That pastime you can see. So after a nap, Lord comes to Tirupati. Now he wants to do some activity. Busy. Business. He'll just shave everybody's head and take their money and send them. So please come to Tirupati. Of course, Balaji and Radha Govinda are the same. You can drop in Balaji Undi or Radha Govinda Undi, no problems. So, and Balaji is very famous for his Laddu Prasadam, for his mercy, Navasankirtana. It's been said, whoever chants Govinda, 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 please chant Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Don't feel shy. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Whoever chants three times and climbs the hill, they'll go back to Godhead. And Mahaprabhu has given us Navasankirtana, such a beautiful mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Iti Shodashakam Nam Nam Kalikalmashanashanam Nataparadrupaya Sarvavedeshuddhashate. The 16 magic words, the 16 magic words can nullify all the evil effects of Kali Yuga. What are the evil effects of Kali Yuga? Prayenal Pasha Sabya Kalosin Yugajanaha Mandas Mandamatayo Mandaba Yupadutaha. What are the evil effects of Kali Yuga? First is Alpayusha. Even you cannot complete our sadhana. Even to finish your full span is not possible. Alpayusha. Manda. Very lazy. Very lazy. How is that we are lazy? We got computers. Big aircrafts. Space age. How anybody can say lazy? Bhagavatam is lazy. Lazy in what? Lazy for spiritual activities, we are lazy. Material, very active. Not even the airport, you can see. Even they, you know, those who come to the airport, even they get at 3 o'clock in the morning. And they come to the airport. Brahma Muhurta, they come to the airport. And they read the Shastras, newspaper. Very busy. And Economic Times. Very busy. They call their own Shastras. You see? So, it's very, very important to understand where we are in this ISKCON movement. Getting up in the Brahma Murtha is something very special. Very, very special. So, mandasamanda matayo, mandabhagya pradutaha. Lazy. For example, if you just tell you know, London, give an advertisement. Tomorrow morning you come at 4:30 to Radha Gokulnandan Temple, Bhaktivinoda Manor. We'll give you £10,000 DD, demand draft. There'll be a gate crash. There'll be a gate crash. You'll see some lakhs of people running here to the temple to collect the checks. I will just tell them, come to the tomorrow morning for Mangalarti. How many will come? They don't have the spiritual intelligence. They don't know who is standing here. Lakshmipati. He's the owner of Lakshmi Devi. If he blesses, the money will simply start pouring in. You know, people are manda. They're not intelligent. And very unfortunate. Our mind is always disturbed and misguided. These are the anarthas of Kali. And always quarreling and kapata, hypocrisy. So, iti shodashakam naam kaligalma shanashanam. The 16th verse can nullify all the evil effects of Kali Yuga. Nata paradrupaya. There's no other better method than this. Who says this? Sarva Vedeshu Dushyate. Conclusion of all the Vedic literatures. So that we have. Such a nice gift we have. From Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Narajanma Bandhaga Nadiyayaravaga Krishnayana Bharade. After having a nice human body, and having a beautiful tongue, why can't you chant Krishna's name? Animals cannot chant, dog cannot chant Krishna. Cow cannot chant, elephant cannot chant. Narajanma Bandhaga Nadiyayaravaga Krishnayana Bharade. We have a beautiful human body, nice tongue, why can't you chant Krishna's name? Dariyalli Nadiyavaga Krishnayana Bharade. While walking on the road, you keep looking here, there, contemplating on so many things. While walking, why can't you chant Krishna's name and walk? Bharava Horuvaga Krishnayana Bharade. While lifting your weight, some weight, ayo, we lift. Instead of, why can't you say Krishna and lift this weight? Magova Lalisavaga Krishnayana Bharade. While rocking the cradle of the child, instead of seeing so many other mundane lullabies, why can't you chant a lullaby on Lord Krishna as Yashoda Maya did? Tambula Meluvaga Krishnayana Bharade. After having nice prasadam, food, while chewing the tambula, why can't you remember Krishna's name? Paripare kelasadalli idondu kelasallave. So many works you are doing. Why can't you make this work of chanting Lord Krishna's name as one work? Important work. All other works will bind you in this material world. But this work of chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna will liberate you from this world. So why can't you chant, my dear brother, Krishna's name? Narajanma Bandhaga Naligairuvaga Krishna and Bharate. Trying a nice, beautiful human body, a nice, beautiful tongue. Why can't we chant Krishna's name? So, in ISKCON, there's the first treatment we give to the tongue. Right? As a bhakta walks in, what is the first treatment? We give treatment, tongue treatment. Give prasadam and then chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This small tongue can create havoc in our lives. Any problem, if you have any problem, just analyze, go back. Ultimately, it comes to the tongue. This fellow is created. Any problem in our lives is due to the tongue. Because tongue has no bone. All other body parts has bone, this has no bone. So it will turn, twist. You cannot control it. Achara villa the nalige. Ninna neche buddhi ebidu nalige. Oh, tongue, you don't have any achara. No achara at all. Niche buddhi buddhi nalige. Oh, nalige means tongue. Come on, give up your cheap activities. Achara villada nalige. Ninna niche buddhi buddhi nalige. Come on, give up these activities. Chadi helabada nalige. Come on, stop this prajalpa. Don't talk about others. It's none of your business. Others also like you, they're suffering in this material world. You should be very merciful. How to help him? How to help him or her? Come on, stop talking about others. Rather, you read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, chant the holy name of the Lord. Chadi helabada nalige. Kai mugidi bedu kolluve. I'm just, oh tongue, I'm folding my hands and I'm praying to you. Please, Purandara Vittala japa, madu nalige. Please chant Purandara Vittala's name. Stop all these activities. So, in ISKCON, Srila Prabhupada gives the first treatment for the tongue. Nice prasadam. And vibrate the tongue. With Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. I'll tell you one Sthala Purana of Tirupati. There's one devotee by name Madhava. He was close to Tirupati in a village from a Brahmana family. Very good boy. The story, it goes like Ajamila's pastime. Very nice boy, helping his father and bringing flowers and fruits from the forest. So one day he happened to see one beautiful young tribal girl in the forest. And she's very beautiful. And he gets infatuated. So every day he comes to that place, same time. Familiarity, right? Familiarity. So every day seeing her, he's getting attached. One day he approaches her and says, I'm from such and such a family. I'm a Brahmana, very high class family. My father and so-and-so, my mother's family so-and-so. How about giving a hand to me in marriage? I want to marry you. And she says, I am not a non-Brahmin. I'm a tribal girl, Adivasi, low class. We eat jackals. We eat dogs. Our job is killing animals and drinking. And our language is always abusive language we use. How you can get married to me? And you people not allow me. They don't allow you. Allow me in your family. And you can't come and stay with us. And her name is Kuntala. Kuntala. Kunta means this material world. Full of anxieties. Why Kunta means spiritual world. No anxieties. So what is our address? I am saying such and such a place. My name is so and so. Number is so and so. This street. This place. England. Kunta. I am saying this place. This place. This place. India. Kunta. California. Kunta. Tokyo. Kunta. Anywhere in this material world is a Kunta. That means anxieties is there. You cannot avoid. You cannot avoid. Unless we follow the scriptures. And Guru's instructions. And the Vaishnavas. The Sangatya. Their association. Then we can nullify these things. So her name is Kuntala. That means Kuntala means the one who can put others in Kunta. That's why a Grahastha Adhikari is called as. He should be strong spiritually. And he should educate his wife. If he doesn't educate his wife, then both of them will be in Kunta. In Mahakunta. So, these... boy, he saw this girl and every day is meeting and pestering her, you marry me. And finally she says, okay, fine, I'll marry you, Madhava. But I can't join your family. But you should come to our tribal family and you should become one like a tribal man. And this guy is infatuated, no problems. And he leaves his family, gets married and joins these Adivasis and is dressed up like Adivasi with animal skin. And in the course of time starts drinking and killing animals and using abusive language. All the qualities of a Brahmana is gone. Shamo dama tapasaucham shanti rajamevacha jnana vijnana mastikyam brahma karma samavacham. Brahmana is not simply a threat. It's a quality. It's 9 qualities the Lord describes in Bhagavad Gita. Peaceful, self-controlled, austere, knowledge he has, realized knowledge, and knows religiosity. Very honest. These qualities that a Brahmana should possess. He lost all the good qualities because of bad association. So time went on like this. As the days rolled, one day somehow this Kuntala, she died. Then this Madhava started lamenting. He started lamenting. Oh, I came for her. Now she's gone. Due to the sinful activities in the course of time, he was attacked by leprosy. When he was attacked by leprosy, the nose fell down, his fingers fell down, toes. Then the tribal people, they saw this very dangerous disease and he was thrown out. He was pushed out from the tribal. Now this Madhava is alone. He lost his mother, father, his wife. Nobody in the jungles is alone. He's crying. He's crying. One day he sits under the tree and introspection. I start thinking, what happened to me? Just for one girl, I lost everything. I was serving my Supreme Lord so nicely along with my father. Today I lost this chance. And he starts crying. And he sleeps like that. And the night he spends. Early in the morning, he hears sound vibrations. Shuddha Shabda. There are 2 types of Shabdas in this material world. Shuddha Shabda, Ashuddha Shabda. Shuddha Shabda is transcendental vibration. Ashuddha Shabda is mundane vibration. So devotee advances how? According to the Shabda. In 24 hours, how many hours we hear Shuddha Shabda? How many hours we hear Ashuddha Shabda? Accordingly, we progress in spiritual life. When you hear morning, 5 hours, this morning program is Shuddha Shabda. Evening program is Shuddha Shabda. And preaching, holy name, book distribution is a Shuddha Shabda. Seeing a cinema, television is Ashuddha Shabda. Mundane gossiping, prajalpa, is Ashuddha Shabda. So according to the Shabda, what we hear, our consciousness is decided. So this person was totally drowned in Ashuddha Shabda with that family, that tribal family. Now for the first time, after a long time, he heard this Shuddha Shabda. What is the Shuddha Shabda? Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya. ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾರಮಣ ಹರಿ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಗೋವಿಂದ 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 ಗೋಪಾಲ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಸೊ ನೀ ಹರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆನ್ ದನ್ ಈ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ಡ್ His father is a devotional service, start crying. And from where the sound was coming, the Shuddha Shabda, he took to that route and started walking. He saw a group of devotees doing bhajans. They're all walking towards Tirumala. So immediately this Madhava joined this group. Association is so important. Devotees' association is so important. We cannot practice bhakti alone. It's not possible. Association of the devotees in positive mood is very important. So when this Madhava joined this group of devotees who were walking towards Tirumala, the devotees are very merciful, basically very merciful. They saw this Madhava, they gave some prasadam, they gave some water, and they said, oh, you afflicted such a horrible disease, don't worry. Lord Venkateshwara is there, Lord Srinivasa is there, Govinda is there, he will protect us. You come along, we are all going to Tirumala. Would you like to join us? He said, I want to come. Then he started walking with them, but he was finding it very difficult because he's a leper, no toes, but with the stick support, he started walking. And they came to Kapilatirtham. I know how many of you know Kapilatirtham. Yeah, Tirumala. Yeah, Prabhu knows. Badrinath Prabhu knows. Kapilatirtham, Lord Shiva's place. Very old Vedic temple. And also Lord Venugopala's deity is there. They all went to the Pushkarani there, water body. They all took bath. Even this Madhava took bath. From Kapilatirtham, they walked. As you walk from Kapilatirtham to Tirumala, the hills, there lies our temple. Hare Krishna temple is called. Radha Govind Mandir. So as they started walking towards Tirumala, Tirumala is seven hills. Edu Kundala Vada. That means God of seven hills. Vaddi Kasula Vada is a God of compound interest. If you tell Balaji, I'll put 1 rupee or 100 pounds. And if you don't put, he'll be calculating your compound interest. Simple interest and compound interest. He'll take it from you. He'll not leave. You know, he's known as Vaddi Kasula Vada. That means the God of compound interest. That's his mercy, you know. And so they start climbing. They start climbing the seven hills. The first hill is okay. The second hill is very steep, 70 degrees. That's called as Mokala Metlu. Mokal means knees. Why Mokal is called? Means when you climb that one, knees will be touching your mouth to walk like that. So it's called as Mokala Metlu. That means knees will touch the chin and mouth. So you've got to really raise your hand. So as they're walking second hill, Mokala Metlu, Ghari Gopuram, then Madhava was finding it very difficult to climb because he's a leper, sick man. But he was trying his best, but he couldn't. His whole body started shuddering, fretting. And he called out, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. No. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Bhajagovindam, 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 Modamate. My dear friend, at the time of death, nothing will come with you. Only Govinda's name. So we should not feel shy. Even today, even Tirupati people feel shy. In those days when I was young, I used to go with my grandmother, grandfather, with my mother and all. Because it's Balaji's family deity. That time you can see people screaming, Govinda, 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 everywhere. But today, especially the younger generation, they'll see this side, that side, Govinda. They're shy to call his name. Why are you going to feel shy to call Govinda's name? Govinda! 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 We are devotees. Govinda is everything for us. He's ultimate for us. He's everything. So, he called her Govinda, 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 and he collapsed. He fell down. He fell unconscious. Then immediately the brahmanas, they came. They sprinkle some water. They start calling out, Madhava, Madhava, what happened? Get up, Madhava, Madhava, get up. Then after some time, Madhava got up. And his leprosy had gone. He was free from leprosy. And he was youthful, very handsome, dressed in jewels and silks. And the mother was surprised. And all the Brahmanas were surprised. They all started calling, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. When they started chanting the Lord's name, there came Brahma in his swan aeroplane. He got out from his swan aeroplane. He got out from the swan and he came and he blessed the Brahmanas and this Madhava and he told everyone. You can understand the Mahima. Huh? The Mahima of this place. How auspicious this place is. Just by calling Govinda's name 3 times and just climbing the hill, see what happened to Madhava. So anybody who climbs this hill, chanting Govinda's name, and take the darshan of Lord Balaji, and come back, you'll go back to Godhead. So, from today onwards, I'll be calling this hill as Venkatadri. Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned as Venkatachalam. Venkatadri. Adri means mountain. Ven means sins. Kata means to remove. Adri means mountain. Venkatadri. And the Lord on the hills will be called as Venkateshwara. Ven means sins. Kata means to remove. Ishwara means the Supreme Lord. The Lord who can remove all the sins is known as Venkateshwara. So from today onwards, Lord Srinivas will be known as Venkateshwara and the hills will be known as Venkatadri. So the hills has different names. Venkatadri, Sheshadri, Garudadri, Vishabadri, Anjanadri, Narayanadri. Each name has a pastime, wonderful pastime, connecting to the holy name of the Lord. All the pastimes are connected to the holy name of the Lord. So it's so important to chant the Lord's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And every day hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhagavatam is very, very wonderful. Very, very wonderful. You know. By hearing Bhagavatam every day, we develop detachment to this material world. Kagada bandide, kagada bandide. Kamala nama thane barada kagada bandide. A letter has come from Kamalanabha. Who is Kamalanabha? Never notice. It's Krishna. From Kamalanabha, a letter has come. And you know what this letter says? Thane Bharada Kagada Bandhita. He himself personally has written this letter. Vyasa Maharishi. That's him. Literary incarnation of the Supreme Person of Godhead. Kagada Bandhide, Kagada Bandhide. Kamalanabha Thane Bharada Kagada Bandhide. He himself personally has written this letter. Yes, it has come. We receive so many letters. These letters actually sometimes will damage us or give some mundane pleasure. But this letter, which has come from the Kamalanabha, is not ordinary. Hennine hasu vidiro emba kagada bandide. What is the content of that letter? Come on, my dear children. Forget about this woman. Woman is opposite sex. Hennu. Hennine hasu vidiro emba kagada bandide. Mannina asu vidiru emba kagada bandide. Come on, forget about this property, land, my house, my site, my property. Come on, give up that. Honnina asu vidiru emba kagada bandide. Honnu, gold. Hennu, honnu, mannu. Hennu means woman. Honnu means gold. Mannu means land. Yeah, simply, everybody is fighting for these 3 things in this material world. Come on, give up. A letter has come from Kamalanabha. Kalige gejje katti virambo kagada bandide. Come on, tie ankle bells to your feet. Hajja hajja go hari yambo kagada bandide. Come on, tie the ankle bells to your feet and jump high, chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jump high. Lajjaya bittu kuniyurambo kagada bandide. Don't feel shy to dance. Don't feel shy. Lajja means shy. Don't feel shy. Come on. Tie the ankle bells to your feet and jump high calling Hari's name. And come on, give up the shyness. Give up the shyness. You've got beautiful legs. And Hari Bhaktala says, if you don't dance in front of the Lord after reading Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, hang the association of the spiritual master and the devotees, if you don't dance, next birth you will not have legs. Heavy statement. Hari Bhakta Vilas. Vaisanathana Goswami. Better to have legs. ಇನ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಬರ್ತ್ ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಲೆಗ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಲಜ್ಜೆ ಬಿಟ್ಟು ಕುಣಿರು ಎಂಬ ವರ್ಕ್ ಆಗದೆ ಬಂದಿದೆ. ಸೊ ಕಮ್ ಆನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಚಾಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಸಚ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ವೃಥಾಸನ ಸಚ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಸೋಲ್. ಫಾದರ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್. ಇಟ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಆನ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹವ್ ಈ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹವ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಟು ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹವ್ ಈ ಪ್ರೀಚಸ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಸೋ ನೈಸ್ಲಿ ಈ ಪ್ರೀಚಸ್ ಟು ಇಂದ್ರ. ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪ್ರೀಚಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಗ್ರಂಥರಾಶಿ ಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕಿ ಶಿಲಾ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ